With 2:05 left remaining in the first quarter, the score is still 0-0. Rock Springs is threatening the score, facing a 3rd and 4 on the Camel 8-yard line. After this timeout, Justice Reese is under center. He's got Jasmine in the backfield with him. Actually, that's Atkinson. He rolls out to the far side, has a man open in the end zone, and it is caught for a Rock Springs touchdown. Mendina, 2nd and long, in a shotgun, takes the snap, has a receiver, Cole Martin, rolling out. He finds some blockers across the 40, has more blockers across the 45, stiff arms, one down to the 48-yard line before he is brought down by a couple Rock Springs players. Great job by Cole Martin to follow his blockers and cut that ball up to the middle of the field, gaining positive positioning for the Camels. So 4th and 5, Angel Nava would step back to receive, but the Rock Springs Tigers are going for it on this one. Reese steps back, has a man across the flats, is outside of his hands. He is hit by B.J. Pitter and Dawson Hayden to force the turnover on downs for the Camels. 2nd and 6, ball on the 11-yard line. Reese sends a man in motion. He fakes that handoff, rolls outside, misses the outstretched arms of Adam French, and he is in for a Rock Springs touchdown. So Justice Reese with the 11-yard scramble. He was able to get the corner there, followed his blockers. That was a great block by his receiver, Tristan Provaser, at the 2-yard line as they're able to get that touchdown there. They now lead 14-0 with 1:06 left to play here in the third quarter. Reese approaches the line of scrimmage with his offense lined up in the same formation. You could almost expect a quarterback sneak here. Under center, Reese looks the handoff to Jasmine up the middle, and he lowers his shoulder, and he is in for a Rock Springs touchdown. That's going to make it 22-0, and Rock Springs might have just put this one out of reach for the Camels. As Reese takes the snap, steps back, kneels it. Guys are shaking hands on the field that are on the field currently playing. Both teams are lining up at the 50-yard line, and it looks like that was going to be the final play of the ball game. So with 10 seconds and counting, that is it. It is 22-0 Rock Springs. They're going to move to 3-3 on the season. Coach Hastings is going to move to 21-25 on his career at Rock Springs, and Mike Christensen is still looking for his first win as the Camels coach.